And we're zooming back to the local now. My colleague Ritu Chatterjee has been living in the Indian capital, Delhi, considered one of the most polluted cities in the world. Now she's in another big city, New York, and breathing easier. She says you hardly ever see blue sky in Delhi.
And one of the first things people notice when they visit Delhi or move to Delhi, and certainly I did when I first moved there in 2013, was your boogers turn black. Like within a day.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. And, you know, particulate matter in the air kills about 600,000 Indians prematurely every year.
Now, we don't hear this about Mumbai, and that's an even bigger city than Delhi. Why is the air in Delhi so bad?
Delhi has a few disadvantages. It's sort of in this bowl. You know, you don't have a lot of air circulation. So air pollution from the cities tends to stay there. And then what happens is that Delhi is right next to some big farming areas, the states of Punjab and Haryana. So every fall, once the farmers harvest their crops, they tend to burn their fields. And so all the particulate matter from those neighboring states comes and like sort of sits on top of Delhi. And on top of that, you have like rampant construction dust. Vehicular pollution from diesel vehicles is awful. And Delhi adds, I think, 1,200 to 1,300 new cars on its streets every day.
I know you're a runner and you actually would jog in New Delhi. What was that like?
So the one good thing that Delhi has going for it, it has the most green cover. So there are lots of beautiful parks. But even then, when you're running, you clearly feel, and I felt this over time, is that it was harder to breathe. And I noticed the difference now that I've moved back to New York, that I tend to run faster. You know, I'm taking deeper breaths while running, which obviously makes me more efficient when I'm running. And I enjoy my run more here than back in Delhi.
I know the government in Delhi has made attempts to limit traffic. I mean, they're clearly aware of the bad air. And so they're allowing odd number license plates on the road one day, even numbers on the next. Is that making any difference?
So just to give you a brief background, the Delhi government started this on April 15th as a 15-day trial. And this is the second time that the government is trying this. The first time it did it was in early January. And the January experiment, initially people grumbled a lot, especially the elite who were used to driving in their cars. They grumbled a lot. But surprisingly, by the end of that first 15-day trial, you know, people became pretty comfortable. You know, there were people who were carpooling willingly, and there was a massive support, unexpected support for the trial. And you felt it in the congestion on the streets, but I believe scientists who were measuring air quality noticed immediately about a 10% reduction in particulate matter.
Ritu, you lived in Delhi for 3 years and now you're back in New York. What was it like to be in New York compared to Delhi?
Carol, it's so nice to be able to breathe in clean air, even though I know people who've lived in New York for a long time do not consider the city's air as clean. But one of my biggest lessons from having lived in Delhi is that I now understand the value of clean air, and clean air is really relative. And so back in Delhi, I would dread stepping out of my apartment. But here in New York, I want to step outside all the time. And it helps that it's spring, the flowers are blooming, and I just enjoy every breath of fresh air I breathe in.
Ritu Chatterjee is a journalist formerly based in New Delhi, is now based in New York. Thanks, Ritu.
Thanks, Carol.